I'm Kim.
And I'm Danae. Welcome to Mysterious Mavens Podcast.
We are a true crime podcast, but we also like spooky things. And but most of all, what do we like?
Self-care.
For yourself.
For yourself.
If you don't care for yourself, who will? What did you do this week for self-care?
So this week I bought a, I don't know if you've seen on TikTok, but they have like these blow-up tanning pools.
What?
Yeah, it's like a rectangle and it like blows up and then you can like add some water so then when you're tanning then it like you're cool, you're not like sweating your ass off.
Can I get one?
Yeah.
Can we tan together?
Hell yeah. So I bought one of those and I used it today and I let Roni kind of like play in the pool with me and
have you been seeing my peeling going on? It's been like a journey. Well, it's not bad now.
It looks
fine. Do you remember like a week ago?
Oh yeah, it was bad.
I was a snake. I would tell people I was a slower little snake, and they're like, you're not a bad person. I was like,
okay.
I meant like,
you're like,
peeling.
Hello, don't you get the reference? Jesus.
Thank you for thinking I'm like a snake in the grass, not like a slithery little snake.
Yeah, so I was like catching some rays today and letting
I want to do that kick. Before the wedding.
Yeah.
Like, so I have like a base tan and I don't burn.
Hell yeah.
Because are you seeing my nose?
What?
It's been a journey. My nose and my hairline have been, like, peeling in the shower.
Oh.
It's not horrible now, because, like,
really see it, yeah.
I've been using, like, I exfoliate, like, a mofo, and, but I gotta tell you, it was a rough journey there. My first day of my new job, my nose peeled. And they were like, oh, is that what it is? I'm like, oh, it's
like
that noticeable.
It was, flaking off, yeah, and they were like, you're
of all
you're shedding.
Fucking days, you know? Like, it could have, like, held off or done it a day sooner, so I could have, like, taken care of it.
Sure.
Because you don't know it's peeling until you look, and you're like, oh, no, like, you can't.
Yeah. So, and then it just continues.
Yeah. So, you know, we started it bad, and it's gone better, so.
What did you do?
This week for self-care. Well, I mean, we hung out for the 4th of July, and that was really fun.
Yeah, that was fun.
I did enjoy that.
It was pretty chill.
It was chill. We didn't even watch a fireworks show. That's where...
No,
that's, I mean, we told people last
Jones
week
is annoying, and she barks at every single...
Well, and Aspen was being, like, moody that day. I don't know what her deal is. Sometimes she's fine. She's usually fine.
Yeah, she's fine.
I think her and Georgia were moody that day, though, because they were both, like...
Oh, yeah, Georgia was getting a little testy.
It was so weird, and
when
then
they were,
Sven...
like, on her blanket, she was like, that's my blanket, bitch.
Well, she, like, attacked Aspen's leg, and then and then Aspen, like, attacked her back. We're like, Aspen, don't do that. And then I was like, can I just say that Georgia did bite Aspen, although Aspen shouldn't have, but I was just like, I mean...
Yeah, they were being annoying.
Yeah, they were really annoying, but Aspen loves them. She was just in a mood. She's the moodiest dog I've ever met. I don't know who raised her, but they needed to do a better job. Keith.
Keith.
So what are you telling me about this week?
So this week I'm telling you about an alien encounter that some believe to be the most significant of the 20th century.
Is this why last week's story you were like, aliens, aliens,
yes,
aliens?
And I'm aliens like, were top
chill
of
for
mind.
A sec, I'm talking about theories.
So, I watched this really great show on Netflix called Encounters. It's pretty good.
Who hosts it?
It's not really a host. It's just like stories of people's encounters.
Because there's one, the guy from Star Trek.
Oh, no, that's like...
Unexplained or something.
Unexplained something or other. Yeah, that one's... I use that to fall asleep because it's pretty boring. No, this is
soothing.
A different one. Yeah.
Okay.
This is just called Encounters. This is season one, episode two, called Believers. And then I had a couple other, like, articles that I used as well.
Is it a new show?
Yeah, it's newish.
Okay, because I haven't heard of it.
Yeah.
So.
I like it. I mean, it's good.
Well, hopefully.
So, we're going to September 14th, 1994. A huge amount of people in southern part of Africa were seeing fireballs or comets in the sky.
Okay.
Some people couldn't really identify what they were seeing, but they were kind of like, is this, like, you know, space shit, or is this, like, aliens, you know?
Well, I know South Africa, isn't that, like, where there's, like, a lot of crime, and it's kind of, like...
This is, like, I meant, like, the southern part of Africa, not South Africa, the, like...
Okay.
Country, like, southern Africa.
Okay.
People are just, like, throughout southern Africa seeing a whole bunch of fireballs and comets, and they couldn't identify what they're seeing. So
that's scary.
There ended up being a whole bunch of UFO sightings. A radio channel called ZBC asked people to call in and talk about their encounters and their eyewitness accounts. And they were flooded with people, like, so many people called in. Scary,
and it's kind of interesting to hear what the fuck's going on.
Right. And so some people were like, oh, it's aliens. And then other people were like, oh, it's this rocket, this satellite. Like, they had all sorts of explanations. Sure. So it was kind of like, either way, people are seeing some shit. Whether it was UFOs or whether it was, like, legit, like, comets or whatever.
Sounds scary.
Shit's going down.
Yeah.
So, 2 days later, on September 16th, 1994, Ariel Private School in Rua, Zimbabwe.
Zimbabwe, okay.
Zimbabwe.
I like that.
This is like a small agricultural community, 14 miles southeast of the capital, Harare.
I was going to ask if it was like a rural area, because I know usually sightings are like super rural.
Right. So this private school was very expensive, and there were, like, a lot of rich people's kids who went there. It's pretty prominent.
Is this a farm area, though?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, yeah. So what are the prominent, like, is it oil families? Like, because I just look at farming communities as kind of more, like, low income.
Yeah, I'm not sure what exactly why there's a whole bunch of rich people here, but there are.
Okay, yep.
So think kind of like Montessori, but they had, like, a Christian base, I guess.
Okay. So
they're highly regarded. And all the kiddos were at recess this particular day. Staff was inside. They were holding a quick little meeting, so there were no adults around.
That, I don't like that. But that's the 90s for you, right?
I mean, it's not like they're near a highway or something. It's just, like, fields. Where are you gonna go?
I just imagine a child, like, jumping off and, like, breaking their legs, and then their kids are just sitting there screaming.
Sure. Injuries could happen for sure. But it was just supposed to be, like, a quick meeting, so they were like, whatever, they'll be fine. They're playing outside, they're, like, doing their thing.
It's the 90s. Nothing happens in the 90s.
Fine. So over 60 kids ages 6 to 12 claim to have noticed seeing something shining in the field. So it looked as if something were, like, reflecting the sun.
Like, if you see a mirror outside, yeah, or like someone's holding their phone.
Rock or something. So they're like, what is that? And it got their attention. So they kept looking, and to their surprise, they saw silver spaceships with flashing lights that were descending upon their field. Now,
and there's no adults to confirm this, exactly. So fucking
some course. Kids immediately went panic mode, and they were like, ah!
Immediately, no, yeah.
And they just started freaking out and, like, running around like chickens with their heads cut off. But there were a few students who were, like, mesmerized, and so they stood there just kind of, like, curious to see, what was this? What's going to happen next kind of thing.
I wonder as a kid if I would be, like, mesmerized or freaking out. Like, I can't tell.
I feel like as a kid, I'd probably just stand there because I wouldn't be like...
I think I was like fight or flight, I froze.
Yeah,
you know
I'd
what
probably
I mean?
Freeze for sure. So they're just standing there. They're kind of like, what is happening? And these were the kids who claimed to have seen several alien beings come out of said ships. And when they came out of the ships...
How did they describe them? Do they describe them?
Yes.
Okay, cool.
So when they come out of the ships, the kids say they, like, locked eyes with these things. And then they were for sure frozen. They were, like,
telepathically, like, locked in.
Is this happening? Is this happening?
Right. Yeah. And so the beings communicated with them. So the kids were describing
it outwardly, like, or in their minds?
In their mind, telepathically.
So they're, that's, like, what I've heard.
They're not hearing them speak out loud. They're, like, hearing messages in their own mind.
I've heard of that. Yeah. Like, this isn't the first time, like, they said no words were actually exchanged.
Yeah.
But in their brain there was.
Right. So they're locked eyes. The beings are telling these children some messages. But first, you asked what the beings look like.
Yes.
The kids describe the beings as tall and slender with oval-shaped heads, you know, typical alien
shit.
Are
we talking about, like, the classic, like, Lisa Frank
kind of
shit?
They had big, big eyes. And the only difference from, like, the Lisa Frank kind of ones.
Were they gray or green?
They had long, dark hair.
Okay, that's not,
yeah, that's
common.
New. Yeah. Yeah.
That's new.
Usually they're bald, you know?
Yeah.
From what we usually see.
Yeah.
So the beings wore tight black clothing, and like I said, upon making the eye contact, the kids described the feeling of everything or else around them just sort of, like, slow motion. Everything went quiet, and then the beings are communicating with them, and the beings were stressing,
so they couldn't even hear the other kids, like, screaming and
no
okay,
it was just,
that's
like,
what I'm,
they
wondering.
Were, like, zeroed in,
yeah,
while they were telling them these messages.
And what age are the kids?
6 to 12.
Okay
so, like, a variety.
Big range. Yeah.
And
was the older kids, I'm sorry, I keep interrupting you, I know last week, like, I was crazy.
The ones that were interviewed in the encounters were, like, some of the younger ones.
Okay.
Like, I think some of them were, like, 7, 8.
Okay, so it wasn't, like, all the 12, not the
12 the ones that I saw from the interviews.
Sure.
At least.
Okay.
But there was a wide variety of ages. So the beings, while they're communicating with them, are stressing the importance of the environment and cleanliness and allowing the plants and animals to thrive on Earth.
For what reason? I agree.
They're communicating that the humans are harming the planet and technology is becoming a focus when the environment should be top priority.
Jesus.
So, like, they're basically saying, like, if you guys don't take action and start taking care of this planet now,
shit's,
there will
rough.
Be consequences.
And I think we're seeing it now.
And they didn't, like, specifically say, like, the world's gonna end, but it felt very, like,
global warming,
shit's,
yeah,
gonna go wrong, like, as if they had witnessed this same thing before, you know?
Yeah.
And so, and, like, these are fifth grade kids, like, reporting back, like, talking about technology and we need to be better to the environment, and this is 1994.
Yeah, I'm like, think about the technology, like, they didn't even have really internet yet,
like
a little
did
bit.
Did people even recycle? Like, if they did, it wasn't, like, super, like,
well, but,
big.
Okay, so, like, obviously we weren't, like, you know, cognitive children yet, like, we were close to that,
yeah,
in 1994. But were you stressed to recycle? I was, as an elementary school kid. Not at home as much. Like, my mom had recycling, obviously. But, like, it wasn't, like, and at school they would say
so.
It. But I don't think there was actual.
I don't think it was till high school till it really became, like,
yeah,
more of a, like,
but,
let's,
like, they said recycle,
thing.
But there weren't, like, recycling receptacles. It was mostly, like, verbal, like, don't forget to recycle. But, like, they,
sure,
didn't do it at school.
Right. Well, yeah, so it's just kind of weird, like, how are these fifth graders, like,
how are they supposed to do
having
stuff?
These, not that they're, like, not smart or anything,
no,
but, like, having these very big ideas about the entire world.
Worrying about stuff that they've never had to worry about before.
Exactly.
Yeah.
So, the beings, like I said, warned that as technology progresses and as we continue to pollute the Earth, then things will get worse and worse.
There wasn't that much technology.
It's not going to be good.
Yeah.
So, these poor children are,
wow,
scared.
Wow, I have
minds.
A complex.
They're like, oh my God, the world's gonna end. So,
that's why millennials need therapy, guys. Like,
so finally, the telepathy, the messages, it comes to a close. And as it does, the kids who were, like, locked eyes with the aliens receiving these messages, they come back into reality, you know, like, so they start hearing all the other kids screaming. They're like, back,
oh, we're
in
back.
It, you,
yeah,
know, like, they're kind of like, ooh, back to present time, you know?
It's not back to reality. Oh, there goes gravity.
How fitting. And so, like, kids are freaking out. Some kids are crying. Some kids are, like, just screaming.
How long were they under this trance?
It was only a few minutes.
Okay, so it wasn't, like, a full
day. It wasn't, like, a whole day. It wasn't, like, hours or anything. It was, like, a very short amount of time. So it's, like, absolute chaos on the playground.
I'm sure.
And the teachers are hearing all this ruckus, and they're like, what the fuck is going on? So they go outside, and they're like, hello, what is happening? What's going on? And the kids tell the teachers, but obviously the teachers are like, whoa, okay, aliens, sure. And they don't believe them.
I hope they did that voice.
Yeah, they did that exact voice.
Oh,
they were like, oh, is there aliens? I bet there was.
So can we just say, like, how fucking convenient that this happened when the adults were away?
Exactly.
Like, how fucking convenient.
But also, children, as we know, are more open and susceptible to things like ghosts.
Well, they're not, like, worried about being ridiculed.
Yeah.
We accidentally mentioned something about, like, haunted places in front of my, not gonna say if it's a niece or nephew or anything, but we mentioned something about ghosts to them, and this child woke up in the middle of the night, couldn't even breathe, was just crying because they were terrified of, like, ghosts and stuff. My sister's like, hey, how about we never mention ghosts or anything? And it wasn't like we were saying anything to them, but they were freaking out, and then me and my mom were like, all right, so that's a subject we're
never talk about that again.
I don't even talk about ghosts during Halloween. I was like, nope. That's our logo. You and me are all about ghosts, but I don't mention nothing about that. They asked, they're like, do you believe in ghosts? I'm like, nope. And then I'm like, my house is haunted, by the way.
It's
nope,
fine.
Sure don't. I do.
So basically, the kids go home. They obviously tell their parents. Their parents are like, what is happening at the school?
What happened? Yeah, what the fuck is happening at school?
We're paying a lot of money for y'all to be here.
I'm getting crazy ideas.
And we don't need y'all seeing aliens, you know?
We paid extra for no aliens.
That was part of the contract. I signed it right here.
You signed it. Our lawyer looked at it. They got a copy of it.
So the media catches wind of this.
Of course they do.
And basically they're all over it because remember previously, like 2 days prior, everyone was seeing shit in the sky and being like, oh my God, aliens. So now,
I'm sorry. Oh my God.
Now, 62 children have seen fucking aliens. And so the media's like, let's jump on this. And the teachers try to just kind of like play it off like,
crazy
kids and their imaginations. And then the parents are like, yeah, no, that's not real. Stop lying. And it's too late, though. People are fascinated. They're like, what? How could this many kids see the same thing?
I mean, did they separate the kids and ask them about it? And the kids have the same accounts?
They separated them into tiny groups and then asked them individually, like, what happened?
I'm going to go out of my way to believe my children, but I am going to do... I'm not going to just blindly believe.
Well, and I'm not going to ridicule
all
them.
Of them. No, because...
You know how many problems that's going to cause?
Oh my God, no. That's a complex...
They're like, now I don't want to, like, tell people things because I don't think that they'll believe me.
That creates a complex right there, like, as a kid. But if you ask them, like, point blank, like, you can ask them, and when they all have the same story and it remains consistently the same, obviously...
We got some questions,
yeah, because if they made something up, they forget about shit.
And you know, kids are not good at, like, how... Like, maybe if there was, like, two kids that were in on a lie together, sure. 62 all being like, okay, guys, this is the lie we're gonna tell the adults. Everyone stick to your story and no one
and you
falter.
Know how people exaggerate, so one kid or a few kids would obviously like, and then they grabbed us, you know,
because that's how kids are.
If it's consistently the same story, like, obviously you gotta believe,
right?
But kids are dumb, so of course.
So in November of 1994, the story catches the attention of Dr. John Mack, a tenured Harvard professor, chief of psychiatry at Cambridge, and he was actually the
person... So he's not in Africa. He's,
no,
like, in the U.S.
He's in the U.S., but he hears about this story. He was actually the person who created the first outpatient mental hospital in the U.S.
Okay,
so, like, this guy's
love
a big
him.
Deal. Yeah.
Love him, yeah.
And throughout the 90s...
I think.
He had done 150 interviews with people who claimed they were abducted by aliens. And this is prior to the Zimbabwe children.
So he kind of knows his shit.
He's kind of already, like, diving into this because he's like, why are all of these people, like, so fucking traumatized? Like, his main thing as a psychiatrist is, like, okay, so people have had this experience. We don't know exactly how to explain the experience, but the trauma that they're facing is real.
Yeah, I was about to say, but they're valid in their trauma and, like, their experiences.
In their experiences. So he's like, what is happening in Zimbabwe? And so he goes over there to talk to the children and just kind of see, like, what's going on. Like, he's like, I need to get in on this. Like, what's happening here?
Yeah.
And
clearly something.
And he also, in working with the people that he worked with prior to the Zimbabwe children, like, he realized, like, not only is there the trauma of this experience that they had, but there's the trauma of the aftermath where people are like,
you're lying, no, tell you're the
a
truth.
Liar, you're fucking crazy, that never happened. Like, there's that's a whole other set of, like, oh my God, am I crazy? Like, now you're being invalidated.
If you hear you're
left
crazy
and right.
enough times, you're gonna start, you're gonna start believing it.
Yeah,
that's called, like, traumatic shit.
I don't know.
I mean, I had somebody tell me I was crazy all the time, and I started thinking I was crazy, and then I would talk to people who were, like, kind, and they were like, "No, you're not crazy."
Right.
I'm like, oh, so it took me a lot of years to find out I'm crazy in a different way. Not my experiences.
Well, and it's like the same could be said for affirmations, like positive affirmations, right? Like, the more you say things, the more you believe it.
Oh, 100%.
So it works both ways, negative or positive. But either way, Dr. John Mack, he's like, let me help these children. Let me see what's going on. Like,
were all the rest of his, the people he had interviewed, were the rest of them, like, in the U.S.?
I believe so, yeah.
Okay, so this is his first, like, going across the pond.
Yeah, I believe so. So with this many eyewitnesses, he's just like, in the name of science, what the fuck's happening?
In the name of science.
And what's really actually touching is that the kids felt safe talking to Dr. Mack.
Okay, I love that.
They finally found this adult who wasn't being like, you're lying, shut up. They found someone who was like, wow, that sounds really scary.
Tell me more.
How did that make you feel? How is it making you feel now? Like, actually having these, like,
when you have people that validate your experiences, whether they think you're crazy or not, they could think you're insane. But when you have somebody validating that, that changes everything.
So they feel like, okay, this is a safe space where I can actually tell my truth, tell what happened, not be ridiculed, and not be told
I'm
to
crazy
shut up.
And
yeah, and you're just a child, and who the fuck cares what you think. So he, because he was also the chief of psychiatry at Cambridge, he knew how to tell if people were lying. You know, like, he knew the difference between someone speaking their truth versus, like, someone who maybe suffered from hallucinations.
Especially children, I feel like.
Hallucinations.
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 But I feel like especially with kids, because...
Mm-hmm. Well, kids can make
really,
shit up, too.
Yeah, they do, but I think kids are easier to detect because they don't know, like...
Right. So he was like, no, these kids, based on all of his scientific knowledge, every experience that he had, he was like, these kids are telling the truth.
Yeah.
Like, this is not a big lie. It's not some big fraud. Like, something happened. And so, unlike their teachers or parents, he believed them. And... like I said, not allowing the children to talk about it, the kids think something is wrong with them. And telling them it never happened, they start to think they're crazy.
People, let your children talk.
And then on top of that, like, they're little babies. Like, they're afraid of aliens. They're afraid that these aliens...
I'm sure they were, like, I thought that the whole time. Like, sure, you think the kids are lying, whatever. But, like, they saw something that was...
that freaked them out.
That would scare me now.
Hell yeah.
I can't imagine as a kid when you're still figuring everything out. Like, that's gotta be terrifying.
So scary. And so a lot of them were super afraid that the aliens would return for them. And so...
Valid concern.
Yeah, so they've got a lot going on. Like, that's a lot of shit to handle as a child. Like, you're crazy. You're a liar. That didn't happen. And then also... you can't even like talk about it because you're afraid upsetting
your family.
Yeah, upsetting your family. But then you're also afraid that like they're gonna come get you at night. Like, that's so sad.
That's such a valid concern too. Right?
So while he was interviewing the kids, he asked them all to draw what they saw. They all drew the same thing. And like, if it was a hoax, like how, like we said earlier, how are 62 kids gonna be like, okay, guys, here's the plan. If they kids ask us to draw something, stick to
stories.
No, and so
one of my nibblings, I had to tell them to not tell when we were going to a movie. I've told you the story, right?
And they were like, snacks?
Oh my god! And I was like, they were like, what do we do if the like. We bought snacks and we were going to Toy Story 4.
As everyone does.
Yeah, exactly. It's very normal. And they were like, well, what do I do if they ask about the candy? I was like, you don't talk to strangers. I was like, I will handle talking to them. And they were like, okay, but what do I do? I'm like,
oh my god.
Homie.
They're not going to ask about the snacks. Don't even
worry about it. Don't like,
talk about the snacks.
Like, that's what I'm saying. Like, kids.
Don't bring up the snacks.
Yeah, don't bring up the snacks and don't talk to strangers.
Right.
I'll handle them. If they want to ask you about anything, that's weird and they should be hospitalized. Exactly. Like,
so they're all drawing the same thing. And Dr. Mack viewed this as further proof that something really did happen. That
kids are going to change the story if they didn't actually experience it. He's like, they
really saw something. Something went down. We don't have the answers to explain it. That's not really our concern. Although everyone's caught up on it. But they experienced something crazy. And so he went on a lot of TV shows and he sort of ended up being like famous. Like, he went on like Oprah and like news channels and they were like, can you believe that he believes children? Blah, blah. Like, you know, it was like this whole.
Did he double down on it?
Hell yeah.
Thank God.
And he was like,
I'm glad he did, instead of being like, yeah, well,
you're right. Children are stupid. No, he like fully doubled down on it.
I love that.
And the kids, all those kids who then grew up were like, around our age now, are like, I totally respect him. He was the only adult who had our back and who like actually saved them from
probably some serious trauma.
Yeah,
just by like
some of them probably it costs
exactly $0 to trust people in their experiences. Fun fact, it costs $0.
Yeah, and so like a lot of those kids like respect the shit out of him because
they
were like,
and they he was the only one haven't wavered as adults. So right,
exactly. And so now here's some tea that was never told to Dr. Mack.
Oh, shit.
But was revealed in the Netflix documentary. Are you ready?
Yeah.
For the tea?
Fuck yeah.
Okay. So Headmaster Judy, she's the headmaster. She...
at the Zimbabwe school?
Yeah. Had an experience of her own after the children saw the beans that day.
And was homegirl still saying the kids were crazy?
I don't think she ever outright said the kids were crazy. I assume she's an
asshole. But.
However, she saw how the kids were being treated and how everyone else was saying that they were crazy. So she kept her mouth shut.
Oh, group mentality. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So she claims to have actually been abducted.
Did they interview her? Or is this a secondhand telling of someone talking about her?
No, she was interviewed in the encounters.
I guess it was 94, so I'm like thinking 1960s, and I don't know why.
No, she's still alive. So she claimed that aliens surrounded her in her home. They like zapped her up into their ship, and then they inserted something in her belly button. She claims that this is a microchip. Then a flash and it was all gone. She was back in her bed, but she was still like, what the fuck? And because she saw all the how the media and the world essentially was treating these children, calling them liars and no one believed them, she was like, I ain't saying shit.
I get that. I can however kind of she understand. Should
have, because then the children would have been like, yeah, dude,
I get why she didn't though.
Yeah, no, I get it too. But she never spoke up. And she never told Dr. Mack while he was there interviewing the kids because she just didn't want to be ridiculed. And she also was afraid of losing her job. So that's like a pretty important factor to be like, okay, now the headmaster's seeing aliens. She's feeding the ideas to the children. Like,
you know, we don't want her around our children. Yeah, I can understand that.
And so she said that keeping the secret took her to a really dark place. And she even contemplated suicide at one point.
I know, oh, right? That's really sad.
So sad.
Yeah.
And Headmaster Judy claimed that the aliens returned after some time because she was so unhappy, and they were like, hey bro, do you want to come to space with us? And she was like, no, I have a duty.
No. Nah, bro, can't go to bro, space.
I can't. Like, I've got the children. I need to, like, be here for the children.
Them. Yeah.
And they were like, all
right. Nah, B, can't go to space.
Yeah. And then they came back a third time. And they're like, dude, are you sure you don't want to come to space with us? And she was like, sorry, can't.
Children. Got plans.
I have plans. I've got duties. BRB. I'm the headmaster. Like, no, thank you. Thank you for the offer. Goodbye. So then the aliens never came back. Like, that was, like, the third and final, like, you sure? You could come?
You do? You don't. You do? You don't.
You do? You don't? You do.
Nope. You don't. Oh, okay. All right. Bye.
You sure?
I thought you said it.
And they zoomed off into space. So.
Would you have gone? I wouldn't have. I would have been scared. Because I would have been like, okay, can we go back? And they'd be like...
I think if I was, like, a single person, maybe. Yeah. You know? If I didn't have, like, dogs or a family.
Children. I wouldn't, because I'd be like, okay, let's go back. But, and they'd be like...
I guess I would have questions. I'd be like, well, what's it like? You know? Like, what would be my daily life? Would I have to get, like, an alien job?
You regret the things you didn't do instead of the things you did do.
Yeah, I don't know. Like, do I have to work?
Yeah.
Are there fun things to do?
You have to be an alien accountant.
Ew, no. Hard no.
So okay, anyways. Rude, I feel attacked, but all right.
So, yeah, I would have questions, I guess. I guess she didn't ask questions. I would have been like, well, let's see. Can I have a PowerPoint of what alien life is like? And then I'll
No
design.
PowerPoint? No thanks.
No thank you. So, Dr. John Mack continued to believe the children, and unfortunately, it put his reputation on the line. So he was really, really well respected.
He's doubling down on this.
Yeah.
Good for him.
Super respected among his Harvard peers. And after he came back from Zimbabwe, a lot of people were like, oh, he is off his rocker. So they started to question his sanity. And they thought, you know, like, he's a smart guy, but, like, maybe he just kind of, like, went too far down the rabbit hole. Like, I don't know.
Yeah.
And so Harvard was, like, super embarrassed and worried about Dr. John Mack.
And rude.
They said that by not telling patients that they were psychotic and believing them instead of treating them for psychosis, he was committing malpractice.
Oh, so someone hated him and was just being a dick.
Exactly.
Sounds about
right. So there was a secret committee that had gathered to try to, like, get evidence against him, basically proving this so-called malpractice.
Are you serious?
But here's the thing. There was a whole bunch of evidence gathered that actually defended him and stated that John was an exceptional psychiatrist and that he had helped so many people. There were many accounts that were like, if it hadn't been for Dr. Mack, I would have killed myself. I would not be the same person. So, like, in their, like, trying to get all this shit to show that he's committing malpractice.
They showed that he only helped people.
Showed that he's actually, like, really good at what he
does. Good. That's great to
hear. And so word of this secret committee got out and people realized it was kind of a witch hunt. Like, just because this man is asking some questions about things that we may never know the answer to, like, doesn't mean that he is not super smart and really good at his job.
So he was really progressive is what it sounded like.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
And he believed people who had these aliens abductions or encounters, and he believed that they had valid trauma.
You don't hear about
trauma.
People with this kind of integrity anymore. You right? just don't.
And so, yeah, we can't explain how or why the trauma experience happened, but we do know that the aftermath is that there is a trauma, and that's what he was trying to help people with. So, according to John E. Mack's Wikipedia page, questions arose from the academic community regarding the validity of an investigation of a tenured professor who was not suspected of ethics violations or professional misconduct. Concluding the 14-month investigation, Harvard then issued a statement stating that the dean had, quote, reaffirmed Dr. Mack's academic freedom to study what he wishes and to state his opinions without impediment. Concluding, Dr. Mack remains a member in good standing at the Harvard Faculty of Medicine. So basically they had to back the fuck off because they were wrong.
Thank God.
I know. He continued to be a tenured professor at Harvard. He kept his chief of psychiatry position at Cambridge until his death in 2004.
Aww,
when he was hit by a drunk driver. I know.
Fucking so he bummer. Only had 10 years to like stand behind these kids.
Exactly. So the children who are now adults still remain adamant about what they saw and communicated with aliens. And basically, Headmaster Judy is adamant that she had an abduction encounter. Like, so
I just wish she stood with the kids, and I know. I understand why she didn't.
Totally.
But at the same time, like, it would have been nice if she could have, like, stood with the kids and been like, guys, I think they're being true.
Yeah. Yeah. So the world will never know for sure, but I definitely believe it. I think that they definitely saw something.
If okay.
And what an important message,
I like to believe children, but if 62 of them, you know, if they were kind of all wavering on what they saw, I'd be a little bit more like, oh, somebody started a rumor and they all went with it.
Right.
But if all 62 of them are saying the same thing and, you know, drawing pictures of the same thing.
Yeah.
Come the fuck on.
That's a lot of people. A lot of...
That's... Yeah.
For it's what not motive,
like
a group, you know?
Of, like, five kids. It's 62.
Like, they were at recess. It's not like they were trying to get out of a test.
And if anything, they had everything to lose, you right. know, for people thinking they're crazy.
Yeah.
They didn't... And granted, kids don't get, like, something to lose, something to gain. You know what
sure,
I mean?
Sure, yeah.
But, like, they didn't waver even when adults were like, you're acting crazy.
Right. And even when they grew up, like, with these kind of, like, negative side effects of being, like... you know, am I someone who can be believed? Should I tell yeah. people things that happen to me for fear that I will be ridiculed?
Or should I keep it under wraps?
Yeah.
And they still are like, no, we know what we saw.
Yeah.
So, yeah. No, I believe them.
Mm-hmm.
I absolutely believe them.
Yeah.
But, yeah. Well, we'll post pictures. Not exactly sure. I'll try to find pictures of, like, what the kids drew.
Yeah, I think there's some pictures out there.
Put on our Instagram, and it's Mysterious Mavens Pod on Instagram.
And if you have an alien encounter that you would like to share with us, or a story, or literally about anything, you can email us at MysteriousMavensPod@gmail.com.
We like to hear from people. We also have a Facebook group and a TikTok, and we need to start posting on our TikTok.
We'll do it.
Eventually. Sorry, we live in the moment.
We just like to be super
we perfect. Live in the here and now. We don't film it. So
anyways, aliens.
Aliens.
Have you had alien encounters ever? Or like any UFO sightings?
Can I tell you one my mom gave me?
Yeah.
Okay, so my mom knows I like ghosty stuff and like creepy encounters and stuff.
Sure, yeah.
I haven't even had anything close. But my mom told me recently when we were at the Lumber Baron Inn
mm-hmm.
that she was outside and she saw like a alien spotlight go on her and her brain was like, don't look up, Karen, don't look up. And my mom said she just held her head down, waited till it went away, and then she went back inside.
Oh, hell no.
She never fucking told me this story until we were at like
Where
the Lumber Baron,
like when this happened.
Telluride.
Oh, ooh, it's a mountain town.
Yeah, so
that's so scary.
I'll have her tell you the story when you see her.
Last summer, we were leaving Levitt Pavilion after a concert.
What concert?
I think it was Cake.
Or was it Yellow Card?
Mm-hmm.
I didn't go to that concert with you guys.
I think it was Cake. It was just Steven and I heading back to our car. And, like, we saw these weird lights in the sky that were, like, there were, like, three lights. Like, almost making, like, a triangle. But they were, like, darting around. And I was like, what the
what
fuck
What time of year
that?
Is this? What time of year is it? I'm
it was
about
like
to ruin
summer.
It for you. Okay.
Because we went and saw
Same
Cake
thing
for our birthday
to
last year.
Club
so like
and I.
June 23rd-ish.
Okay. My sister and I saw the same thing a few years ago.
Oh, this was last year. I don't know what it was, though. It was so weird because it was, like, darting.
And then
like,
they disappear.
Zigzagging.
They disappear.
Up and down.
And then they come back and just go and then
so
disappear.
Weird. And we were like,
we
what
saw
the
that
fuck
too.
Is that?
Yeah, Club yeah. and I saw that before, too.
It was so strange. And I was like, okay. And then we were like, maybe it's like drones or something. But I was like, why are they so high up?
This was in 2013
and why are they, like,
we saw this.
Why are they like freaking out? You know, like yeah. I feel like drones, you want to be kind of like slow and steady if you're trying to like, I don't know. And it was dark out. So like, what are you getting drone footage of?
I have a video of it.
It was so weird.
My sister and I saw something like that.
That's
so
crazy. Yeah.
Yeah, we didn't know what it was, and we also thought maybe it was, like, drones, and this is when drones were, like, first being a thing. And then they would just disappear, and then they'd go back and just spastically.
Yeah, it was so weird.
It was, like, three or four. Sometimes it was five. Yeah. It was random.
Super weird.
Yeah, we saw that, too. I wonder what it is.
I have no idea.
Yeah, so.
Anyways, tell us your alien encounters.
And yeah, please tell us your alien encounters.
Until next time. Self-care yourself.
Yeah, self-care yourself.
Okay, bye.
Bye. Boop, 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 boop.